Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. More breaking Brewers news during that break. The club option on right-handed pitcher Jordan Lyles has been declined. He's now a free agent. Earlier in the afternoon, Derek Johnson, the pitching coach, left the team to take the same position with the Cincinnati Reds. Joining us to talk about all this, he covers the Brewers for Brewers.com, MLB.com, and us right here on The Fan. He is our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey. Adam, thanks for joining us on short notice. How are you this evening?
Good. Shocked.
Yeah, I'm glad you are too, because you know sometimes we see this stuff and we try to remember when we've seen something like this before, and if it's as shocking as it seems to be in the moment and on the surface, this is an unusual move, is it not, Adam?
Well, look, here we have to read between the lines, because David Stearns has this hardcore policy that he is not going to tell us anything about contracts for coaches or front office officials. So he is not going to tell us what he offered Derek Johnson. He did say they had extensive talks about staying. He did say that oftentimes when you have success, this happens where other teams identify the guys that played a role in your success, and where there are opportunities to get them, they try to get them. And the coaching staff is one area where, you know, in this era of GMs and managers and players getting these lucrative multi-year deals, many coaches all throughout the game in Major League Baseball are year to year. It is not a – you do not make a lot – you know, you don't get rich on these jobs. And when you're year to year, you have to kind of negotiate a deal each season, and you're basically a free agent sort of for a brief period of time at the end of every season. And that appears to be this little period that Derek Johnson was in. A team, the Reds, come calling. They have a new manager in David Bell. They are trying to remake their coaching staff. Derek Johnson's one of the most highly regarded guys out there. So I think with all those factors in play, even though David Stearns won't tell us that he made a multi-year offer, we know enough about how much they value what Derek Johnson has done for this staff over the last couple of years to know that that was part of the discussion. So that leads you to believe if he's going to make a lateral move to the same job with another team, that this other team just blew that offer out of the water. And look, for Derek Johnson, he's earned that. Yep. He has earned a reputation in this game, starting at Vanderbilt, as one of the best minds for pitching. It's the mental part of the game, the physical part of the game, and a team was interested in, you know, ponying up probably a lot of years and a lot of money for a guy to lead their staff. That's been the Reds' weakness. They identified a guy, and it looks like, my guess is, that they went out and paid him.
Adam, let me ask you a question before I ask my question. Now, the money that they give coaches, does that go on the salary cap, or is it different money that we don't see?
No, different. We don't see it, and we often
We don't.
It's very, very hard to figure out how much coaches
to gauge
earn.
Yeah.
I don't have a good sense. And, you know, it's probably from the Brewers' point of view difficult to know. I mean, David, we asked this six different ways, and you know, David Stern said he feels like they pay, you know, they pay what's, you know, they want their people to feel well compensated. They obviously want good people, and when they have good people, they want them to stay. So he sounded very comfortable in the fact that he made what he felt was like a good offer. You know, again, he used the word extensive in the talks he had with Derek Johnson to try to keep him. Another team, it appears, sort of stepped up and you know, dragged him away.
Yeah, it would seem like if you want the best, you got to pay for it. That's in everything in life. But yeah. My question is this. Does this matter if the Brewers want to go out and at some point to bring in some top pitching? Do they have to fill that slot? Or a guy who's signing, a new pitcher who's signing, he doesn't really care about who he's going to work with?
Well, I mean, Leroy, I think you know the money talks, and a guy is worried about his family, what's right for him and his career. And I don't, I, when I say that's number one, I don't mean that in a negative sense. That should be number one for anybody looking to take a job. But look, I mean, when you have a very highly regarded pitching coach, I think Derek Johnson, and especially coming off this year that they just had, where they ranked, I was just looking it up, were they fourth in ERA in the league in the end? Without, you know, any, they don't have anybody resembling an ace. And, you know, I think Derek Johnson rightfully got some credit for that. And that probably would have helped in recruiting free agents if you're going to go that route. I mean, it's at least a factor to keep in mind. So it does hurt them in that sense. And then it hurts them in the sense that this guy was just really good at squeezing the most out of a lot of his players. And so you look at, I mean, there's lots of examples of guys who have been okay pitchers in the league, and then they come and they get a taste of Derek Johnson, and they're much better.
Yeah, because I got to be thinking, what is Jimmy Nelson thinking?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, that's the first guy I thought of, too, a guy that just absolutely loves Derek Johnson.
Yes.
Played a big role, and he's going to need someone by his side because there's lots of unknowns, a lot of challenges ahead for Jimmy Nelson, a lot of bad days with that shoulder ahead, and they hope more good days. So, look, I mean, the challenge now is to hire somebody as good. Find the next guy.
Yeah, and but those lots of good... are those out there, Adam? Because well, and you talked about it a little bit. Is this loss as – does it hurt as bad as it seems on the surface when we first hear the news and I see Brewers fans' reaction via social media? You touched on a lot of this stuff already. You look at the Junior Guerras, the Wade Mileys of the world. Jolys Chacin is a guy that people shrugged their shoulders at when he was signed
Zach
as a free
Davis,
agent.
Chase Anderson,
and he just gets the absolute most out of these guys. How many pitching coaches are there out there that you can say – can do what Derek Johnson has done for this Brewers pitching staff in the last couple of years?
No, not many, and that's going to be the challenge to find them. The flip side of that is how many jobs are open in Major League Baseball, and that's a very short list as well. So you hope to meld the interest in a very exclusive job like this is with, you know, you hope the right person who's out there. So, look, the game always comes down to do you have talented players? That's always number one. And the Brewers feel like they have talented players. And the players that are performing for them, Woodruff and Burns and Freddie Peralta and those guys, they've had lots of pitching coaches who've played a role in getting them to the big leagues. And then Derek Johnson did his thing in the big leagues, and they took another step. So, you know, they're going to just have to find another really good person with a really good eye for pitching. And, again, the thing with Derek that you heard from the players is – the mental side of it was a very big part of his coaching. And that's, you know, that's this little intangible thing. I don't know how you find a guy that has that little magic to get guys to believe. But that's something that they're going to miss. The thing I remember when the Brewers hired Derek Johnson, I went and got his book. He literally wrote the book on pitching, right?
Yep.
And chapter one is about joy. I expected chapter one to be about how to grip a curveball. But chapter one is about playing baseball with joy. And I've always thought, every time I've talked to Derek Johnson or written about him since then, I've always kind of kept that in the back of my mind, that that's where he wanted to begin his treatise on pitching. I thought that was really unique. I always loved that about him. There's a lot to this game that is between the ears. I mean, it's David Stern's task now to find the next guy. They've got a good guy in their system in Fred Dabney. He's been the AAA pitching coach, and he's been all throughout that minor league chain. His name came to my mind right away when Lee Tunnel wasn't going to be back as the bullpen coach. Maybe Fred Dabney is a guy that gets a shot for one of those jobs. I don't know if he's the pitching coach, but he's certainly a name that you'll hear. And, you know, then again, it's on David Stern's and company to come up with some good names, figure out who the best guy is. One thing David Stearns did tell us in a quick little call we had is that they're going to take their time in doing this. They're not going to rush through anything just because they feel like they want to get a guy in place before GM meetings, you know, and then after that it's the winter meetings. This is a very important position, hitting coach too. and they want to have the right person in this job. But look, welcome to being a good team. I mean, this is what happened.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
At the Rays and what they've endured in their front office. They keep doing it. They keep competing, and they keep getting really good people, including Matt Arnold, who's in this Brewers front office, and a number of people who work under him in this Brewers front office plucked away. So, you know, this is what happens when you're good. Teams try to pull away some of your people.
That's Adam McAlvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider, Brewers.com, and at Adam McAlvey is where you find his work. And I'm sure if it's not up already, a story on the departure of Derek Johnson coming soon. Adam, once again, thanks for coming on short notice with the scoop on the Derek Johnson story, man. Always appreciate it.
All right. Any of you guys going to put in a resume?
I might.
I'm not.
I got a rocket for an arm, Adam, but it's more like a natural thing. I don't know that I can necessarily teach it
just
to
like
people.
Spaghetti.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he ain't got no arm.
Sparky in that game.
That would be something.
Everybody will quit.
You want to talk about the mental approach to the game? Make Sparky the pitching coach.
Everybody will quit.
Adam, thank you. We'll talk again soon, man. Yeah. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Seth. Thanks to you. I'm Rami. There's Leroy and Jeff Orlowski. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.